1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Brandy Galbraith. We're talking about a special landlords and renters seminar coming up for city residents tomorrow.
Brandy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us here today. We talk periodically about landlord and renter matters, and in a lot of cases, we're talking about upcoming seminars, and the way it sounds is tomorrow is no different. First off, Brandy, where is this seminar going to be, and how long are we going to be there?
So the seminar is going to be at the Civic Auditorium, the Little Theater at 111 East 6th Avenue. That Little Theater is located up on our second floor. The first session begins at 10:30 a.m. That is for landlords, and then the second session will begin at 1:30 for tenants. So each session will run about 2 hours, two and a half hours, just depending on questions and comments and things of that matter. But we're looking at from about 2 hours for each session.
So do you, are you asking people to reserve, make reservations here, Brandy?
We are. We are highly encouraging folks to register with me. They can do that by email or by phone call. So, yes, highly encouraged.
Okay. What are going to be, and we'll go through the contact information points here, Brandy, in just a second,
sure.
But what is going to be taking place here for renters specifically for the second segment and then landlords specifically for the first segment? What type of information, what type of presentations will be available?
Sure. So we are happy to have presenting this seminar the Housing and Credit Counseling folks out of Topeka. And the individual that is doing this presentation is very familiar with the Kansas state law when it comes to renter rights and responsibilities. And so some of the things that are going to be taking place or talk about are going to be fair housing, lease agreements, evictions will be a big one, the processes in evictions and what can, what's an illegal eviction, what is not, habitability, maintenance, what is the landlord's responsibilities, and then also, what is the renter's responsibilities, rights, and responsibilities? And so that will be for the renters, the tenants seminar, and then for the landlord seminar that will be conducted in the morning. That will help our landlords in the community, property managers, know what their rights and responsibilities are. That will include those lease agreements. It will include, again, the maintenance, what is their responsibility when it comes to fixing and making repairs, what are notices, the right way, the proper way to go about giving a notice to a tenant, and we'll also talk about fair housing, a lot of questions that property managers and landlords have, a lot of, I think, some confusion is about service animals and assistive animals, emotional support animals, and so those things will be discussed as well.
Brandy, got to ask here, when it comes to the amount of concerns that, let's say, tenants have for their landlords, I think that side of things is relatively well publicized, either locally or nationally, but how many concerns do landlords have about their tenants, and really what type of concerns do kind of pop up on the other side of things?
Sure. You know, in my time here, I'm the contact or the person that folks can contact when they are having any type of housing violations or any landlord concerns or any tenant concerns. I don't see a lot of that with the landlord portion, but we do get, I have had a few landlords that have reached out to me that just have questions maybe about their lease agreement, what they can and can't do. I've had some reach out in regards to fair housing questions, and I've had some that have reached out that have had some tenants that are not abiding or breaching the lease agreement, and so they're wanting to know what can they do to mitigate that, those concerns. And so while I don't get a lot of those calls from our landlords, it is there. And so the hope is that with this session, this seminar, and just going forward, that folks know that there is a contact here in Emporia for them to call and to reach out and to ask those questions when they do or finding themselves in situations that they don't know how to go about remedying an issue. And so the hope is that going forward that I'll be a place of contact for them.
Good to know where to get that information. Brandy Galbraith talking about the upcoming Kansas Landlord and Renter Seminar. White Auditorium's Little Theater tomorrow. Again, Brandy, give us the times of the presentations.
Sure. So the landlord session will take place tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 9th at 10:30 a.m., and then we will follow up with a tenant session at 1:30.
Okay. What number should folks call you? You mentioned here about contact points. What number or what email should folks call you if they are interested in being part of this?
Sure. So my email, they can reach me at bgalbreath@emporiaks.gov. And Galbreath is G-A-L-B-R-E-A-T-H. And then they can also reach me at my phone. My direct line is 620-343-4291.
Brandy, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Brandy.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Brandy Galbreath. Yeah, talking about that upcoming Kansas Landlord and Renter Seminar, Little Theater, White Auditorium, our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning. Well, the Royals are scorching hot, right?
Man, it helps when you got a good starting pitching set, doesn't it?
Man.
Whoa. Offense isn't done too bad either.
You know, I was wondering, did the Royals sweep a series last year? I mean, maybe they did once.
Maybe. Maybe two.
Nothing stands out, does it? One or two? I don't know. There weren't very many.
I was going to say, they were so far buried.
Yeah.
That before the All-Star game, I think a lot of us lost interest in, oh, wow, they did something? Okay.
Yeah, well, they just swept a series here over the White Sox here this weekend, which great to see.
Not a bad start,
way
folks.
Way to go, Royals and ESP Financial, and I'm very happy to be escorting the trip to KC to the George Brett Suite on May the 8th against the Brewers. Of course, this trip is deluxe motor coach, tickets, food, beverages, and more. And this is for two, not one, but for two. So it's going to be a great trip, great day at the ballpark. Of course, any day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Major League Ballpark is a great day. And we are going to get you someone qualified here this morning for, a seat or two seats on that trip here. So 342-586-3342-KVOE. And our qualifier this morning will pick up some swag from ESP Financial. Yeah, you'll get the ESP Farmers Market bag filled with ESP stuff and also sweet Granada treats.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's a score right there.
342-5863. So Royals trivia is what we do here this morning. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our number. And Royals trivia today. And here we go.
All right.
Which pitcher has the most career wins as a Royal?
Ooh.
Okay, 15-year career.
Okay.
And let's see, 166 career victories.
Ooh. Okay.
Boy, there's been some good long-lasting Royals pitchers.
You've got some options here on this.
You really do.
Go back a ways.
342-5863. So this is to get you qualified for that trip. And we'll be drawing for the winner, by the way. Coming up on ESB Financial's Managing Your Money on April the 17th. So we'll qualify today, Wednesday, and Friday, and then again next Monday,
okay,
15th, and then draw for the winner on the 17th. So still some qualifying left to go. Hi, KVOA.
Yeah, Paul Splittorff.
Paul Splittorff would be absolutely correct. Yeah.
Yay.
Ding!
Ding.
Outstanding.
Yep.
I mean, you go back in the day, you could also throw Brett Saberhagen in that mix. You could throw, I don't think David Cone pitched long enough before he got traded, but Dennis Leonard comes to mind.
There you go.
Larry Gura comes to mind.
He's big, too.
So,
Steve Busby.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yep.
And Larry Gura.
Yep. After that, well, pitching's been a problem recently.
166 career victories.
Awesome. Good stuff.
And, of course, he was a great broadcaster, too, I thought.
Oh, man, he was good.
Yeah. I think he was good. Well, who is this?
This is Brendy.
Way to go, Brendy. You're qualified for the Royals trip. How'd that be?
Yay! I got Paul Splittorff's autograph many, many years ago as a little
really?
Kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was my favorite pitcher.
Cool.
Well, there we go.
Good one to pick.
Way to cash in here this morning. Hang on, Brendy. We'll get a little more information from you and tell you how you can get your ESB and and Sweet Granada stuff, and you're officially qualified for that big trip coming up in May, okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, way to go, Brendy. Yeah, way to get qualified. There it is. Favorite pitcher, Paul Splittorff. Royals. And they have a winning record right now. What are,
hey.
They, are they 6-4?
I think so. Man, and that's after two gut punch losses in Baltimore last week. So to be 6-4, you got great starting pitching going. I mean, the relieving corps has had a little bit of hiccup here or there, but I mean, I think they'll come around. So there's some people who are thinking that the Royals could contend for the AL Central.
Could. And
they're off to a really good start. I think a lot better than I know myself and a lot of other people expected.
Yeah, they have tonight off, but then they'll resume with a 3-game homestand against Houston.
Ooh, they're pitching well, too.
Coming up, yeah, and then they'll be on the road for a weekend series in New York against the Mets.
Okay.
Coming up in... beginning tomorrow, basically, we're all Royals all the time.
All right.
So, well, of course, you're home for Royals baseball right here. KVOE. It is 8:57. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. It's hard to believe it's April already. Right now, we have thousands off of new and pre-owned vehicles going on to gain relationships and